for CMO. For CFW Mobile. SKO4CEF.
Happy Friday.
No, I got up this morning and I told the wife, I said, well, we get to watch some On Patrol Live tonight. First Friday night at 9 o'clock. Live PD before.
Go.
Yeah. Ago, and every Friday night and Saturday night, from 9 to midnight, I would watch live PD. And they just broadcast from all over the country. And like they're down in Richland, pretty much Columbia. They're down there and another place in South Carolina. But basically you get to watch police live, kind of the way cops used to do it, except it's, you know, it's live. So they'll, you know, police chases, every once in a while you get these dog bites, tasers and stuff like that. So they canceled it when the whole, you know, defund the police started, and they finally brought it back on a different network, and it's called On Patrol Live.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
I've been hoping they'd bring it back since they canceled it. You know, A&E canceled it. So now they brought it back on a different channel. So I'm hoping it does good and they keep it going. Cause, I don't know. There's nothing about it. I enjoy it.
How stupid some people really are, right?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, especially when you get the K-9 or something out. Somebody starts running or somebody gets tased. It's actually kind of enjoyable to watch that happen.
A lottery ticket?
Yeah, and I keep talking about it. I should just buy one all the time, but I don't do it.
$1 billion. You could almost retire from BMW or buy you a couple of tanks of gas.
It's better for some gas, then.
On the Facebook group that the Utah POTA is having an event, and they're going to try to activate all the parks in Utah this weekend.
I need to be on the lookout for that. They did something similar in a different state a few weeks ago, I believe.
Gives you a chance to get all the parks in that state, and it at least gives you a chance to get that state anyway.
I'll have to listen out for it and see if I can find some of those stations.
Try on a few if it ain't storming here. It's supposed to be like 60% and 70% chance of rain, I think.
Hey, with that lightning, that's what makes it a little funky to work.
Right.
Waterfall on my radio, I can always tell if there's lightning nearby because it'll just, you know, you'll see the whole waterfall just go red, then it goes back down.
Dedication, right? I wonder how close it's got to be to do that.
I would say a couple hundred miles, and it'll start showing up.
That's the advanced warning before it gets there, right?
It does that. So usually if I start seeing it, I'll start checking the weather map, but there again, I usually don't take my antennas down or unhook them, so I just hope the lightning arresters work properly.
Stays unplugged and unhooked from the antenna when I'm not using it.
And I've had coaxes that I didn't do a good job on, and they come back apart. So I just got to where I quit doing it, and you know, like I said, I figured I put the arresters in for a reason, and I just hope that they work correctly, or I didn't do something wrong. Sell most of the weekend.
It'll work this weekend.
And Sunday?
Always has to work the weekends. She gets maybe one weekend a month off, and that's probably just going to be one day.
That's it. That's one thing I'm glad I don't have to do many weekends, but, you know, every job has its ups and downs.
I'm retiring next year.
Death.
That's her projects and everything that she can do. Man, I had a guy on my tail. He's in a big old Ford LTD or whatever, a big old boat. And he was so close, you couldn't even see the headlights on everything. And there was no cars beside me or anything, and he just would not go around. Finally, I had to move over and let him go.
I don't understand people like that. I usually just set the cruise control and let her ride.
Same thing to the pickup truck in front of me. I think he must be drafting to try to save some fuel on that big old boat.
Fuel now, I don't doubt it. Whoever's definition you agree with, we may or may not actually be in a recession.
No, it's the last 10 times you had 2 quarters of negative, they called it a recession, except for this time.
I repeat the same thing. Oh, man, it's just funny how we try to spin it now.
It seemed not so bad, you know what I mean, before the midterms. Because it won't, you know, there's probably going to be another negative, and then it'll be a depression, you know.
Nobody needed anybody to say that we were in a recession. I mean, you just look at how much everything costs. I mean, it's to the point now where men and wives have to sit down and talk and figure out how just to start, you know, just cutting little things out, or we'll go grocery shopping and really figure out what we're going to buy. I mean, it's to that point, you know, just to try to save a little bit of extra money instead of just, you know, spending everything and bringing in.
I understand that. And it's, man, I kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. And let me think about it.
Coupons and stuff a long time ago. I really don't want to start doing that yet, but we can at least shop the good deals. And there was a website I used to use, Southern Savers or something like that. But it'll give you a lot of the stuff that's on sale at all the different stores. Pick and choose what you want. So I thought we'll just start doing that and see if we can find some good deals that way.
They're hard to come by right now. And there's not doing it too much.
Paper is nowadays.
Say what, we weren't in a recession, even though the numbers say that we are, because the, you know, and usually in the recession the jobs are down or whatever, and but they're just spending all the stuff. I mean, the reason unemployment's not up is because they done used up all their money and they don't want to work and everything. And I see where, you know, Ford's getting ready to lay off thousands, and other companies are cutting back. And that, so I mean, it's a lot worse than they're trying to let you believe.
The writing is on the wall that company, you know, and companies are getting prepared for it. They're preparing for, in, you know, a downturn of some. I mean, it may or may not be as bad as, you know, as other times that it has been, but it's definitely coming. And people, as you know, like now, you know, you start figuring out what you can afford to do without, and you know, that's certain things have to go. So,
I was saying he was listening to the radio, and somebody was predicting $10 and $12 a pound chicken.
She's complaining because meat's so expensive. I'm like, well, we could go vegan. She's like, heck no. Couldn't do it either, but still, it was just funny.
KJ's Market over there in Lyman.
Market, I'll try to remember that. So what do they do?
Store. They took over an old Milo that Food Lion didn't want. And their sales come and run Wednesday to Wednesday, but usually, you know, sometimes you can pick up a good deal on meats. Like they had, I don't know, it was 20 pounds of chicken for like 50 cents a pound on that. But, you know, you had to buy the whole box of chicken.
I'll have to see if I can try to remember that. Tell the wife about it.
So we went over there, and sure enough, there was some good deals there. And I bought some chicken, and I just canned it.
I go to Sam's or something like that, and then we'll freeze it, you know, come back and use it later on. Try to stretch it out a little bit that way.
Me and Susan, so it does, you know, the Sam's thing doesn't, I mean, we got a Costco membership, and they got some good deals there, but, man, it's usually more than me and Susan can eat in one sitting. And that, but trying not to put as much stuff in my freezer and try to get it to where, you know, if the power goes out, it'll at least still work.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, our freezer gets slammed full at times, and it'll be with junk and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to find places for meat, but we try to do it here and there. But, well, Ken, I am getting off on my exit, and I'm going to have to get this antenna off top of the wife's car. So, I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. Hopefully, I'll holler at you maybe this evening. I'm not sure. I may try to sneak out of work a little earlier. So, we'll see how the day goes. But, you have a good one. Be safe on your way to work, and hopefully, we'll holler at you this weekend. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
A good one, and maybe I can catch you either tonight or this weekend sometime. KN4 TFW.